Rein in your spending plans. That was the message to ministers from the finance and public expenditure duo of Michael McGrath and Pascal Donoghue yesterday. Taxes increasing at a modest level. Spending is running at a much quicker pace. New figures in the latest government stability programme show expenditure in government departments up almost 15% in the first 3 months of the year. This has not stopped promises of further giveaways, with both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael pledging a range of tax reductions and other supports in the autumn budget at their Ordesheana. The Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, is here in studio. And Minister, you're very welcome.
Good morning, Mary.
We'll talk first about the stardust and next steps. Antoinette Keegan was speaking to us earlier, and she said, you know, redress is not their top priority right now. There are other steps that need correcting. Sure. So what is, and she mentioned particularly a commemoration day, having the events of the stardust stamped into our history books for school children. So what are government next steps to correct the wrongs of the past?
Well, first of all, it was an extraordinary day yesterday, and it was a real privilege to be sitting in the chamber for what was a historic occasion that took far, far too long to get to. And you could get a real sense of the depth of meaning that it had for the families who were there yesterday, and your heart would have to go out to them. But they are remarkable people, and their resilience and their strength, and they are an inspiration. There will need to be next steps, because this can't be just a one-day event, and there are a number of practical measures. The recommendations from the coroner's report will have to be implemented, and the government has given that commitment. There will be an appropriate form of commemoration, but that has to be done in genuine consultation with the families concerned. For too long, they've been left out in the cold. They are very much now going to be inside and shaping and influencing the decisions that are going to be made in the future. And the families didn't want the issue of redress to be centre stage yesterday. For some, it's not a priority, but I do believe it is appropriate that there would be a redress scheme, and government now will give consideration to that quite quickly. We're conscious that for many of these families, the parents in particular, time is not on their side. So there's a balance to be struck between speed, but also doing it on the basis of meaningful consultation and engagement with the families. And that will now take place. But yesterday was a day for the apology, and I think the Taoiseach did it very, very well.
And would this government like to give a commitment that those steps will be taken within the lifetime of this government?
Yes, but I don't think we should be seeking to make any promises that end up being false. We will do everything we possibly can to work with the families now, to build on yesterday, and to work on all of these priorities, the commemoration, the implementation of the recommendations, some of which will involve different government departments, may involve legislation and so on, and then the establishment of a redress scheme. But the work will now be prioritised, and we will make it happen as quickly as we possibly can. But we don't know for certain what is precisely the length of the government's term that's left. So I don't want to give any commitments that we can't ultimately deliver upon. I think there has been too much of that in the past.
Who needs to coordinate this?
Well, I have no doubt that the Department of an Taoiseach will play a leadership role in this, but other government departments, particularly Justice, will have an important role when it comes to recommendations. But it has to be a whole of government approach.
But it does need to be led, doesn't it? And as you say, is the Taoiseach's department the department that should lead on this?
I think that is appropriate, because that can help to make things happen. But the Taoiseach's department is, of course, very, very busy and has a lot of priorities. And people always point to the Taoiseach's department as the place to get things done. You know, we'll all do whatever we can do to help and to try and strip away any bureaucracy that normally might slow things down. This is an exceptional issue. Yesterday was an important day, 43 years on. It's a very, very long time. And that really was just brought home to me sitting in the chamber and looking at the families and just the length of time, and just to hear the harrowing accounts of what happened. You know, for many of us who were too young to remember, it's it really is a scar on our society, and the way that they were treated is just not acceptable. And you know, we do have to learn lessons from it when it comes to other issues as well. But they're remarkable people, and we just have to work with them now and not allow this to be a one day issue. You know, one day apology. It was important, but it can't be the end.
Let's turn to the state of the economy. Telling departments essentially to rein in their spending. Will you set out the background and what the uncertainties are now around the public finances?
Well, overall, the numbers we set out yesterday in the Stability Programme update are very good numbers. You know, the economy is in a good shape overall. We are continuing to run surpluses and forecasting future surpluses. But what's most important is that we have a record number of people at work, and we expect that to continue over the period ahead. But I think what is really meaningful for people is that we expect living standards to improve this year. It's been a difficult few years with the rate of inflation that we've experienced, the way interest rates have gone, energy prices. So inflation now is falling quite quickly. And that was one of the real takeaways from yesterday's report. We now expect it will be around 2% this year. We anticipate interest rates will begin to fall in the summer, and we expect a further pass-through of the wholesale energy reductions to the retail level, to households and to businesses over the period ahead. So people's incomes will rise faster than the rate of inflation. So in real terms, they will be better off, and they will experience an improvement in living standards. And while it's my job and the job of Minister Donoghue to worry about the overall numbers and the health of the finances and the economy, I know that we have to translate that health into what it means for individuals and for families and for businesses. It's been a difficult few years, but we are overall in good shape, where we are providing for the needs today as best we can, but also moving to set up two new long-term funds to safeguard the public finances and the economy into the future.
But even when you strip out the corporate taxes, are you still in good shape?
Well, there is a risk in the level of corporate tax receipts that we are collecting. This year we anticipate it will be about 24.5 billion euro. It's a little over a decade ago that was 4 billion euro. So you can see the extraordinary rate of growth, and there is a concentration risk there. A very small number of companies pay a large share of those corporate tax receipts. So the bottom line is we can't rely on those receipts into the future, and that's why we shouldn't be spending them. We can spend some on capital, yes, which we're doing, but we do need to provide for costs that are coming our way very quickly in the years ahead. And that's why the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Nature and Climate Fund are very important. But I think it's also important to point out what we are doing with the surpluses, Mary, and again, just to make it tangible for people, because to hear these big figures about billions of euro, from the beginning of 2022 to the end of this year, we anticipate a cumulative surplus of around 25 billion euro. What have we done? We have reduced the national debt by 15 billion euro. We set up a short-term holding reserve fund of 6 billion euro. And the NTMA now have cash and liquid financial assets of around 26 billion euro. So that gives us a buffer, and it gives us comfort, and it gives us the ability to plan for the future while also trying to meet the needs of today as best we can.
And given that you say cost of living is coming down, inflation is coming down, interest rates are coming down, does this mean energy prices coming down? Does this mean that looking ahead to October and Budget 2025, that this government is moving away from one-off universal supports, you know, like the energy credits? Are they over now?
So yesterday's document was an important milestone in the budgetary process. We'll have the National Economic Dialogue with the social partners and stakeholders next month. And then in July, we'll have the Summer Economic Statement, where we agree the actual parameters of Budget 2025. And then we'll work on the detailed negotiations for the content of the budget itself. What I will say is that the changed inflation environment will have an impact on our approach to the budget. And we did have a vast array of inflation-related payments, exceptional supports, one-offs. So we are in a different environment, and that will need to be reflected in the approach to the budget, because our ability to do what we did is because we have been managing the finances carefully. But you can't have exceptional supports all the time. So there will be a change in the approach. That's not to say that there won't be any exceptional measures or any one-offs or any energy support. I'm not saying that, because that decision has not been made. But it will be a different approach, because inflation is coming back to the target level of 2%. And that does mean a change of approach in terms of budgetary policy.
It's your last budget before a general election. You know, there is promising going on already. We had promising at the Ardéisne from yourself and from your leader, Micheál Martin. We had them at the Fine Gael Ardesh as well. You know, things like child benefit going up, pensions going up, a childcare package, a tax credit increase for renters, no tax for those earning 20,000 or less. So are your hands already tied by your party leaders in terms of the flexibility that you're going to have as finance minister in shaping that budget?
No, because the decisions have yet to be made. They will be made in the autumn. I think it is understandable that at this point in the political cycle where we've just had the second last Ardeshna of the different parties before a general election, we've one budget to go, that parties will set out their stall, not just for the forthcoming budget, but will begin to look ahead to the next parliamentary term as they seek a mandate early next year from the public.
You're saying those promises that we heard at the Ardeshna don't matter, that what matters is what you say in October?
No, they do matter, and each individual party will set out their stall, but there will now be negotiations in the months ahead, and we will agree a budget, and I can assure you that both I and Minister Donoghue will ensure that the public finances are carefully managed, because we are in a good place. We need to guard and protect the progress we have made, and we need to provide for the future. And I think that our finances are healthy, but we can't take that for granted. So being in the position we're in does give us the capacity to have a tax package, to have a good welfare package, to invest in public services, to continue to spend more on housing and invest in public infrastructure. So we will be in a position to do all that, but it is only on the basis of having a strong economy with the public finances well managed, and we shouldn't take that for granted.
Minister for Finance Michael McGrath, thank you very much for joining us this morning.